We were just talking a moment ago with Scott Phillips about the e-commerce revolution. We've probably seen as much as 10 years progress in just 3 months through coronavirus, is what Scott Phillips was saying with us. Lockdowns, shutdowns, COVID-safe practices, it's all made it pretty undesirable and maybe even illegal to pop out to the shops and buy what we need. So we've all turned to the internet, and it's been a lifesaver for countless businesses. If online shopping is the blood keeping businesses alive, parcel delivery are the veins through which it flows. Sam, the producer, is such a poet, isn't he? Aussie courier platform Sendal. It's a bit like a courier company middleman. Sendal connects people and businesses who need to send stuff somewhere with a huge network of courier drivers who can get it there. James Chin Moody is the founder and CEO of Sendal and is with us on Let's Talk Business. James Chin Moody, welcome.
Thanks very much, Brooke.
So how busy are you at the moment?
Oh, look, I think you summed it right up there. It's completely unprecedented right now. I think we just had a look in Melbourne, for example. I think we're sending over 3.5 times as many parcels as the same time last year. So to give you a sort of context, you know, I think you've heard, you know, yeah, the shift, you know, we're in the biggest shift to e-commerce the world has ever seen. You know, and I think that's, you know, the behaviour change that we're seeing right now is absolutely unprecedented.
Yeah, you say the words, James, the world has ever seen, and I think you're right when we look at the NASDAQ hitting record highs up 1.5% last night, and that continues to be the favour of a lot of investors. But operating in Melbourne, talk to me through what your actual process is now for the next 6 weeks. So when you open a gate, you have to have gloves on, or obviously you've got to wear a mask, or all wearing masks, but what's your actual process in delivering couriers or as a courier or delivering packages through Melbourne now, and let's just hope this does not spread across the rest of Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things, you know, we're a delivery service that's just built 100% for the needs of small business, and one of the things that meant is we had free pickup and delivery from day dot. So one of the things we've been able to do is do it absolutely contactless for the pickup part of the journey, you know, because many small businesses and over half of our customers were already working from their homes. We've got contactless pickup. Our drivers, we're very fortunate. They took precautions. We've been, you know, from very, very early in the piece, because I think one of the most important things is keeping all the drivers safe. Mm-hmm. And then contactless delivery is one of the other things we've moved to.
So one of the things, sorry, James. One of the things we've been talking about, like if you're so engaged with small business owners, like how's the mental toughness going with some of these guys who are trying to manage deliveries and maintain, you know, just keeping afloat through this?
Yeah, it's really interesting because one of the things that we're seeing is that there's a lot of businesses who are, you know, who are being extremely resilient right now. And you know, one of the things, if you think of a small business, we're seeing two things happening. One is there's a lot of folk turning to online for sales. So if you're a business that's lucky enough to be able to sell online,
yes,
you're actually seeing a spike in demand. But also, if you're a business that wasn't selling online before, and this is where it's really fascinating, our partners such as eBay and Shopify, and we just launched an integration with Etsy. You know, our partners are also seeing the same thing that we are, which is a lot of, you know, you might have had a boutique that was all just foot traffic before, and now you've moved to online and you're actually getting a bigger market to play in. And so we did a survey of our customers about 3 weeks ago. And what's really interesting is for the small businesses who have made that transition, 85% when we surveyed them are feeling optimistic about their business prospects now that they have moved onto online. And I think that's a really interesting thing, despite all the challenges that we're having at the moment around, you know, getting supply and getting delivery and all those things.
And are there any challenges that you foresee with this massive explosion in demand? I think even in Melbourne, you've given the example of the same time as last year, but obviously Christmas is the peak time and you're double what you'd normally see at Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, in the rest of Australia, we are, you know, Christmas now feels like a lifetime ago. There's no doubt, you know, there's lots of challenges. Our network's held up reasonably well. We've actually been delivering on Saturdays and Sundays, for example. I think everyone's just heads down right now. Because as you say, what's happening is that parcel delivery is becoming a bigger and bigger, and logistics becoming a bigger and bigger part of the economy. And for small business, you know, one of the things that keeps me up at night at the moment is jobs. you know, small business is one of the things that employs so many Australians, and you know, we need to do what we can to help those small businesses to survive and more importantly thrive. And so, you know, parcel delivery, believe it or not, becomes a really important ingredient, you know, in the entire e-commerce chain.
Well, you've got a fascinating view of the economy from where you're sitting, that's for sure. Founder and CEO of Sendal, James Chinmoody, you're good to give us your time on Money News. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.